Haynes tourism director resigns, citing manager turnover. And Haynes will apply for a bicycle-friendly community designation. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. This week, Haynes tourism director of 3 years announced her resignation. It's one of two recent borough staff departures that are in part a response to the assembly's manager hire decision. Tourism Director Leslie Ross explained her resignation at Tuesday's assembly meeting. She said the constant turnover in the borough manager position has made her job difficult, and the prospect of going through yet another change in leadership was the last straw.
Part of my reasoning for not staying is to again deal with the added stress of another transition. And the recent timeline of events, the way this hiring process has moved forward, and how the assembly has handled staff. This process has made many staff members feeling disrespected and unheard, and leaving me not inspired to try to make this position work.
A couple weeks ago, the assembly voted to offer a manager contract to Deborah Schnabel. The choice was between Schnabel and Brad Ryan, who is the current interim manager. Many borough employees spoke in favor of Ryan, saying he has proven himself as a capable leader and created a sense of stability for the staff. Ross said recently borough jobs have become politicized. She said that and the assembly's frequent and lengthy meetings make it difficult for people with families and full-time jobs to participate.
I took a job as a tourism director, not for a job in politics, but a job that would focus on marketing, communications, and PR, things I believe I'm good at and things I can offer the town of Haynes. With this current environment, this job and many department head jobs are political. And it's exhausting and keeps us from doing what we do best.
Ross is not the only borough employee to quit following the manager decision. Assistant Harbor Master Gabe Thomas turned in his resignation almost immediately after. Thomas had moved up to interim Harbor Master while Ryan served as interim manager. Harbor Master Sean Bell stepped into Ryan's post of Public Facilities Director. But with the hire of Schnabel, Ryan plans to go back to facilities chief, which means Bell and Thomas were to move back into their original roles.
When they hired Deborah, everybody was going to get moved back down, and I wasn't going to go back down. It was harbor master or nothing, because if you go back to the assistant, there was nowhere to go with the borough, and barely can survive on that kind of wages.
Thomas was assistant harbor master for about 2.5 years. He says he was earning about $18 an hour. Thomas has already left the borough and started a new job in the private sector. Ross's last day as tourism director is June 8th. The Haynes Assembly introduced a series of amendments to the proposed fiscal year 18 borough budget at its meeting Tuesday. The discussion revealed divides in how assembly members view funding for nonprofits, the police department, and more. Let's start with nonprofit funding. In previous years, the borough has set aside about $60,000 to allocate to nonprofits. Organizations apply for funding and their requests go to the assembly for approval. That process has caused some controversy in recent years, and Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said she wants to set up a more focused procedure.
I think it's more purposeful for us as an assembly to say we do want to spend money on this activity, and if a nonprofit comes forward and offers to do that activity for that amount of money, then we're accomplishing a goal that we set rather than just funding a nonprofit for an arbitrary action.
One example of this is to add $5,000 to the budget for a scrap metal recycling program. It's something the Haynes Friends of Recycling has done in the past by applying for borough grants. Two of Friednauer's amendments aimed at a more directed approach passed. But then Assemblyman Tom Morfitt moved to add $32,000 into the budget for general nonprofit allocations, similar to what's happened in past years.
I ran on a platform that I believe that most nonprofits contribute to the economic development of this community, and I feel that my druthers is to give 1% of the budget to nonprofits because I think they're going to start doing more of the work of government in the future.
That caused some confusion among assembly members about which nonprofit funding approach they should follow. But Assemblymember Heather Lendy said a hybrid model could work. Morfitt's amendment passed, with Friedenauer opposed. Morfitt compared the nonprofit funding to the $150,000 proposed increase in the police department budget. That increase pays for a fifth officer and more overtime and standby hours. Morfitt made a motion to reduce the police budget by holding standby and overtime at the same level as this year.
So I don't understand why we're adding an officer and doubling standby and 50% increase in overtime. It seems to me that that the department needs one or the other.
Interim manager Brad Ryan said if Morfitt wanted to reduce the police budget, he should propose a dollar amount, and then it would be up to the police chief to decide whether to use the money for a fifth officer or for standby and overtime hours. Morfitt withdrew his motion to refine and bring back at the next meeting. A couple other budget amendments were approved. Ron Jackson proposed cutting the mayor's salary from $15,000 to $6,000, starting after the upcoming October election. Jackson said Haynes' mayoral salary didn't line up with Sitka, Petersburg, and Kodiak, which pay in the neighborhood of $6,000. That amendment passed unanimously. Lendy proposed adding $10,000 to the library budget for wages. She said, sitting on the library board for years, she saw how difficult it was to retain staff because most of the jobs there aren't full-time positions with benefits.
I feel really strongly that we've got, the library serves every single person in this community just about from birth to senior. And it's an award-winning library, and we get a lot of bang for our buck, and I hate to see qualified people not be able to stay because we don't have enough.
Friedenauer was the only vote against Lendy's amendment.
Why not the museum? Why not wages for other borough employees? Why not wages for the pool employees? Why not wages anywhere else in the borough but just the library?
The amendments are not final until the Assembly adopts the budget. That could happen at the May 30th meeting, where there will be a third public hearing on the spending plan. There is also an Assembly committee meeting on May 25th to dig into police, economic development, and nonprofit funding. How much effort should Haynes put into becoming a bicycle-friendly community? That question has caused a lot of contention in recent months. But on Tuesday, the Haynes Assembly unanimously decided to move forward an application for official bike-friendly status. The idea originated with the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. Committee member Burl Sheldon was one of several people who spoke in support of it at Tuesday's Assembly meeting.
I feel like it's really straight up an issue of economic development. The bicycle-friendly community idea, and that we would pursue the information based on the work of volunteers, is straight up an economic development opportunity, and I hope that you will pass that item.
The program comes from the League of American Bicyclists. They review applications from municipalities and judge whether a town qualifies as a bicycle-friendly community. The League may also give recommendations for a community to become more bike-friendly. Some Haynes residents said focusing on bike-friendliness would disenfranchise other user groups. Others said it would obligate the borough to expensive infrastructure improvements. The Assembly countered those perceptions as they voiced support for the program. Margaret Friedenauer said it was surprising this became a contentious issue.
My support for this doesn't stem from any support of one user group over the other. I don't see how this does that.
Tom Morfitt said even if the program recommends Haynes build more bike paths or make other changes, the borough is not obligated to do that.
I want to reassure people it's not my intention or that at this point to spend anything on this.
The Assembly voted unanimously to allow volunteers to fill out the bike-friendly application. According to the League of American Bicyclists website, the application deadline is in August. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.